Hallelujah. Give him the highest praise. What's the highest praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for this opportunity to the generals of this house, the visionaries, and all of you that are so blessed on tonight. And there is a word from the Lord. And before I can really get into it, God was letting me know that he had released so much heavy word these past few. This mighty name, amen. You may be seated. Can we look at Romans 10, 14, please? And of course, I'm counting on you guys back there because I walked in without my book. But I do have my phone. Let's turn to Romans 10, 16. And God was letting me know that a lot of us have been laying in the meadow grass, and it's not time to lie down yet. We're in war. It's war time. So there's no time to be all relaxed. We done had all this good word. We done been slain in the spirit. And we still sitting back and laid back like it's all together, and it's not. So I'm going to do a little review just to bring to your remembrance so you can kind of snap out of that, and then I'm going to share with you where those shoes are up on that table. Amen? Okay. Are we there? What'd I say? Romans 10, 14, starting with verse 14. A lot of us want to be called and sent. All of us are called because Minister Latrell did a teaching on the call. So we know we've been called, but we want to be sent. And we're not going to be sent until we're clean from head to toe, including our feet. Amen. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Next verse. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. The next verse. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So tonight we're going to be speaking on beautiful are thy feet. Look at your neighbor's feet and just tell them your feet are beautiful are thy feet. Beautiful are your feet. They talk about everything else on how we need to renew our minds, our mindset. We've been cleaned out. We've been in the revival. And it's just so much going on, but God wants us to keep moving. Now, the kingdom is moving, and God is releasing everything we need for unto godliness, pertaining to life and godliness. The kingdom is moving, but we're not moving. God wants to clean us and wash us because we need to keep moving. Look at your other neighbor and say, beautiful are thy feet. Amen. So the kingdom is moving and we want to be able to finish strong. Amen. We want the rest of God and we want the best of God. So let's do a little review here. Remember when Apostle Rosario came, he said shift happens, right? That means your feet had to come from one place to another, right? Then we had Elder Avis. She spoke on the anointings on David and how the anointings fell on him, and it took him 20 years to get from one place to another. She spoke of the leprosy anointing, which is salvation, where we accept Jesus, the priestly anointing, where we fellowship with Jesus, and then we receive the power of the Holy Ghost. Unity becomes activated. Now, everyone should be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you not, see me at the end of the service, because all of us should have the same thing in common. Amen. And that's what God is on right now. All of us need to have everything, the same thing in common, like in the book of Acts. They had everything in common. And here, That's how God has released so much of the corporate anointings, because we all are gelling together. Can you tell the difference? I can. Everybody's loving and caring for one another like we should, and we have the same thing in common. So therefore, unity has come together, like it says in Psalms 133. How wonderful it is that brethren dwell together in unity. Amen. So when God sees that, he releases the corporate anointing with no problem, because he sees us all coming together in unity, and there is all things, we have all things in common. And then she has spoke of the kingly anointing, where we obey Jesus according to what his word says to do. That means you be able to walk in authority by then. And once that a corporate anointing keeps falling, then that imperial anointing opens up for us. And that's where we're headed. So this is why God wants us to get moving, because he's dropping and releasing the corporate anointings, but we're not moving fast enough. The kingdom is really moving. Hallelujah. The kingdom is really moving. We're in the days of and the overflow anointing. No more setbacks. Now faith. All these things God has released for us to prepare us to get us ready, but we are not moving. And he was like, what is going on? I mean, I'm releasing all of this power, the corporate anointing. I've slayed all the people. Prophet Pringle has did an impartation, and we are still laid back in the metal ground. Like, it's all good, and it's not. It's wartime. Prophetess Aqua, she called Faith Walk favor. God has found favor with Faith Walk. We have favor with Faith Walk. God has favor with Faith Walk, because she called Faith Walk Mary, because God found favor with Mary. So the word is like, God is, he's releasing so much favor on Faith Walk right now. And that's why she was saying the four P's, the P's of favor. It's time to get in alignment. The pursuit, the pronouncement, the position, and the process. Don't despise the process, people of God. Evangelist Janelle, she spoke on the bumper crop and how the seed is working for our good. We need to take notes, people of God. That's what's going on right now, because we walk out and we say, oh, that was a good word. But what do we do with it when we leave? You know what I mean? Take notes, because you have to study. You got to know what God is saying. And not only that, you got to pray it through like a prophecy. You got to pray it through and say, they spoke this, God, and I hear you, and you got to pray it through. And she spoke on how Isaac sold and reaped 100-fold in the same year, and how the wonderful works of God in the prophecy. The thing is that everything changes, though, when the kingdom comes. God was sharing with me to say everything changes when the kingdom comes, and the kingdom is here. The kingdom is coming. The kingdom is in us. The hope of glory, Colossians 1:27. Can you put that up, please? I want you to see that. The hope, it's in us. The kingdom is in us, the hope of glory. Then we had Prophet Pringle making, he spoke of making decisions, not being stuck on stupid. Yeah. Coming out of an expired season. Why are we still there? An expired season. We no longer should be there. We had an impartation to shut the door to stuck. But some of us are still there. And it says, to them God will to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ is in you, the hope of glory. So Christ is in us. Amen. Isaiah 48 and 17. When Prophet Pringle was teaching, he released on how God will show us how to profit and show us the way to go. He did, didn't he? Have we asked God to show us the way to go and how to profit? Or are we still going to payday loan? Let's keep it real. God wants us in here and in it right. The kingdom is moving fast, and we got to move with him. We got to trust him with all our heart, leaning not into our own understanding, but all our ways acknowledging him, and he'll make our path straight. Amen. Thus said the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord, your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. That was given to us. But we still on the phone telling our friends about our problems and not going to God. He wants us to come to him. That worship that just was released, a face-to-face with Sister Lauren, oh my God, that God moved through her on, oh my God, I could have stayed right there. Because he wants us to be in his Facebook, not on the Facebook of your phone. His Facebook, that word, that's the Facebook. Shut that other Facebook down, because if you get in that Facebook, the Facebook of Jesus, you don't have to worry about looking at everybody fighting, talking and gossiping, dressing, seeing who and out dressing, whatever. I don't know what they're doing because I'm not part of it. I'm not a media person. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Apostle O'Neill, he just left saying faith, mature faith fuels momentum. That's part of that faith that Apostle been speaking of all along. Now faith. We're in the next. We're in the new. We're in the now. All of this is happening and moving quick. There's a next going on. There's a new going on. There's a now going on. Which part are you going to do? Are you just going to still lay in the meadow grass like everything is going all right? Apostle Bob. Well, going back to Apostle O'Neill real quick. Don't be stagnant and sluggish. And he spoke on Galatians 6 and 9. Don't be weary and well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Amen. So then he spoke on our key scripture of the house, Galatians 2:20. Put that up so we need to know these scriptures. That's our key. That's the key to life. I love the word. I love God. Not to say that you don't, but we need to just take notes, put it before God and ask him, what are you talking about? What is my part in this house? Amen. With all these teaching and God's constantly releasing, especially the corporate anointing that's taking place with Faith Walk, because God is pleased with us and what is taking place, but our feet are still moving slow to the call. I have been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Oh, did I miss that? Did I mess that up? I've been crucified with Christ. Okay, that's not the beginning of it, is it? It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen? That looked a little different from mine, but okay. Probably had another Bible. Let's look at Romans 1, 11 and 12. I last said that, but our feet are still moving slow to the call, and we're getting ready to get into the feet, these shoes that's lined up here. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts to the end ye may be established. Now, God has established Faith Walk, and he wants to establish all of us as we have the same thing in common. Let's look at Isaiah 2 and 2. God is establishing Faith Walk. We just need to line up and get on board. Amen. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow into Faith Walk. Remember when they kept telling us on how all churches from all over and leaders are going to start coming into Faith Walk? Because they need to know how the church should be ran correctly and in decent and in order and in excellence. That's what that scripture is about. Let's look at 1 Peter 5 and 10. God's establishing us, Faith Walk. We just got to get in line. Our feet got to start moving. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, as that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Amen. He's still talking about establishing Faith Walk. God loves Faith Walk. He loves the leaders. He loves you. We just got to get our feet moving. Let's look at Proverbs 4, 26 and 27. Ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. We just cannot go anywhere and everywhere anymore. When we're being established, some things have to be cut off. Clip, clip. Cut them off. We're being established. They're still hanging out, thinking time. They got plenty of time. We're being established. Time is running out. The kingdom is moving swiftly. We got to catch up with the kingdom. Amen. 27, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from the clubs. Move thy foot from the clubs. Move thy foot from the cigarettes. Move thy foot from all evil, the dancing, the short club, all of that. Move thy foot from it. You're being established. So you cannot look the same. You cannot walk the same. You cannot talk the same. You cannot be punked by the devil no more. You bully him. Don't let him bully you. If you're going to listen to him, at least say something back. Amen. All right, we're getting ready to get into these shoes. I just want to stay in that worship. Oh, my God. The shiny shoes. That's that first pair, right? Let's look at Romans 12 and 3. We're going to start talking about these shoes because there's some washing that needs to take place, and it's our feet. Everything else, we got a new mindset we're working on. It's not totally done. That's a process within itself. When we got saved from the neck down. Amen. We got to renew our minds to catch up with the kingdom. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God hath dealt to every man a measure of faith. And the part I want to pull from that is when you're shining and you think you're the only one that has that gift, and you don't want to share, and you don't want no one to shadow you or learn what you're doing because you think God is the only, you're the only one that God gave that gift to. So you want to shine by yourself and go to all these places like, look at me, I'm shining. I can do this, I can do that. Be careful, people of God. Don't be shining by yourself because remember, God sent them out two by two. Amen. So you can't think that you're a lone ranger in all of this. There are far too many lone rangers out there who think their calling and their ministries are so outstanding that they overlook the body of Christ. But they really overlook Jesus. They don't realize that. And they go to all the churches and let them prostitute their gifts. And they're so blinded to the fact that they're platform hungry and starving that they just go. There is no price on how this word is for me. I've never been a platform person. I can never get used to this, but I'm obedient. Amen. And I trust the Holy Ghost that he steps in me and I yield to him and I let him do his thing. Amen. And don't let others push you out there, even if you begin to shine. And God didn't say it was time. We're still talking about the shiny pair. You are still being made. So you got to keep moving under the authority and the house that God has given you ruler, over you to train you and to teach you. Learn to just be teachable. Learn to receive rebuke and correction. It took me a long time for that. Don't say nothing, Apostle. It took me a long time for that, because I had to unlearn some things that I learned, and I've been an only child, even though I have six brothers and six sisters, if you can read through that. So I thank God for the leaders of this house on how to parent adults, no matter what age they are, from young to old. They're just amazing. This is why I don't understand why anything and everything that you have and extra should be slatting under their door. You hear what I'm saying? They carry a lot for us. Because I know without a shadow of a doubt, I was a piece of work. And there's still a process. That's why I say don't despise the process. Let them help you. Let them help you. Don't let nobody speak in your ear because you're shining. And tell you that they want to, what? Control you. No, the word, like I speak to the women at the prison when we're in there. I was supposed to get out, and they told me they changed it. Don't take it that way. God is protecting you. God is protecting you. The leaders are protecting us like we're their children, like God would do it. That's why they're here. Amen? Yeah. We're supposed to be fruitful and multiply because someone is watching you while you're shining. They want to shadow you. And if you know what that means, like you're on your job and you're put in for a position, right? So you ask your boss, can I go to that department? I want to shadow that area to see if I want to move into that since there's an opening. So you go and you sit next to someone in that department to learn how to function in that arena. Amen. You take notes. You watch how they utilize the system, but you create your own. Amen. But you learn the process. Someone is watching you with the gifts you carry, and they're right on your noun for you can move to your next. But we're too busy doing this. Get, you know, not to say that they're here, and they may be, you don't know, but welcome people, love them. You don't know why God put them in your path, amen? Because your feet needs to move, and we need to finish strong, amen? Moving on to the loafers. Now, the loafers are interesting. This is a person that slides in and slides out. They're not committed. They're not committed. They don't serve. They come in to say, I've been to church today. The word was good. They slide in and out. They're comfortable. They're mostly they're laid back and thinking they got it all together. They don't participate in nothing. They don't want to do nothing. They just want to sit here like they're going to the movies. In serving, they don't do anything. They don't support the vision. They don't have any souls on their account. None. They can't have any souls if they're not serving, because you got to be taught how to serve. Amen. And with that, they only want to hear the word, get fat if that was good, and to do anything with it, they're not doing anything with it. But they want to be sent somewhere when things are moving about. They have no clue. But the thing is, they don't realize that God has need of them. And they don't realize they do have an important part in the kingdom. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 12, beginning with verse 14. We're going to read from 14 to 20 real quick. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now have God set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet one body. Now, if they stay around and ask how to get into the helps ministry, they will understand that they have a part to play and God has need of them. The ear cannot sing. Amen. The feet cannot talk. We all have a part to play, but we all gonna make it to the finish line at the same time. Let's look at Habakkuk 2 and 2. We got to keep moving, people of God. So this is, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables that he may run with that and read it. How many of you all are running with this vision? Reviving, restoring, reconciling. And count how many souls. Ask God how many souls on your account. And then speak to someone in evangelism. Because it's ongoing. It's never ending. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. God is moving the kingdom, and he wants everybody to come into the full knowledge of him and none be lost. And it's up to us to go get them. Amen? Oh, my God. Let's look at Revelations 3:15, and this is what God is saying. Now, God said, I know thy works, and thou art neither cold or hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So, next verse. I'm sorry. 16, verse 16. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, God said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. You don't want to serve. You just want to slide in and slide out. All laid back, you loafer person. So guess what? I'm just going to spit you out. God is looking for obedience and honor. Stop hanging around people that don't honor you and just tolerate you and don't celebrate you and especially don't honor this house and the people over this house, and they don't even want to be around you. They just tolerating you, but you're in need of trying to fit in. Guess what? You're already in. You don't have to fit in. You're already in. Kick that loose. Shake it loose. Shake those people loose. Because we need to get moving. Our feet, that's why God is wanting to do a foot washing. Because we have so much dirt on our feet from going to all these places. And we're thinking that we're showering. Nobody knows we've been there. Do you know? And I'm going to give this little bit of nugget. Anybody that's an apostle in the fivefold and God opens that up, I can look at your feet or they can look at your feet and tell where you've been. You ain't got to open your mouth. So don't think you're keeping anything from God. Amen. Just so you know. They don't even have to turn around. They can look to tell you where your feet have been. No matter what kind of shoes you are wearing. Amen. To God be the glory. Give God praise. Hallelujah. God is on honor. You have to honor. You don't want to hang around people that's disobedient to the word of God. They don't have their house in order, but they want to pull you with them all the time. They're having schism going on. They're gossiping, and they're dishonoring him. They're dishonoring you and God's people. So we're no longer going to be part of that group. Amen? Let's move on to the sandals. Now, the sandals, that's a different type of people. They're transparent and they're open. Transparent. It's okay to be transparent, but don't give your whole life story. Because what happens is that is, when you're open and transparent like that sandal, it'll come back and they'll use it on you, against you. Ask God who should be in your corner and who should be with you and where your feet should go when you're in that sandal. A good man's steps are ordered of the Lord. Amen? There's something in my, oh gosh. Let's look at 2 Timothy 3 and 5. Talking about these sandals, being transparent and being too open with people, especially you're not in the body of Christ. And sometimes you have to ask God when they're in the body of Christ because they have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof from such turn away. Look at that. That's what's going on right there. Amen. And Joshua 1 and 3 says, every place where the sole of your feet tread upon, he's given it to you. But it don't just say use that word so loosely that anywhere you go, I'm just going to go stand on it because the word says every place where the sole of my feet tread upon, God going to give me this Mercedes and you work at the dollar store. Quit playing with God's word like that. Use wisdom. Start out with an escort or whatever. I don't know, you know. It's okay, I did. Long as you do it decent and order and excellent and follow step by step. Amen. And then with the sandal, the people that you hang around, they share with people who are not even part of the kingdom what you have shared with them. God said, why are you putting your trust in them and not me? We want to be sent out. We haven't even been taught. We may have been to two conferences and we ready. God, send me. I'm ready. I can do this. You know, you only been to two conferences. What? That does not tell who you are, but as the creator, God said, allow him to show you the giftings so you can study about people that have worked in the ministry with the same giftings and God used them in that call. And then after he called them, then he sent them after they were taught, after he grew them up. After he perfected them, established them, strengthened them, and then settled them, then he'll send you out. Elisha was 20 years ministering. He ministered unto Elijah, followed him around and ministered to him for a while. And Elijah, he got the double portion because of that. He ministered to Elijah, even though Elijah should have been ministering to Elisha It was the other way around, and that's how he got the double portion. The chariot, the fire chariot of fire, went before him. He was the only one to experience that, Elisha, before God took Elijah up. And the double portion was anything that God would ask him to do. Because Elijah did 8 miracles, Elisha did 16. There's the double portion right there, if you do your studying. Amen. So this is the sandal. Let's look at 2 Timothy 2:15. Ask God and not people, again, get in his Facebook. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's the purpose of taking notes. Don't sit here all the time. And I know sometimes you be so high in the worship, but at least if you can't take notes, get the DVD. That's the purpose of it being back there. So that you can study to show thyself approved. God is looking at all of that. But you say, God, send me. I'm ready. I'm ready. You know. No, you are not ready. You ain't even you ain't even been taught. Amen. It's okay to be transparent in some places as you go, but not everywhere. Especially, again, if what you shared is now being used against you. Keeping your past before you is stopping your next. Wrong seeds are being sown, and no humility, and none of them are under authority. And they're trying to pull you out from up under the authority. Not passing the assignment and have to repeat the same level cause of open transparency. Too much. Don't despise the process of brokenness and boot camp. You are training for reigning. Amen. Moving on to the flip-flop. Uh-oh. What do you think that flip-flop person is about? 1 minute, you want to be saved. The next minute, you clubbing and going to get a tattoo. That's the flip-flop. Let's look at Ephesians 4:14. They flip-flop all the time. You don't know which way, you know, what to expect next. Looking for a word, following the wrong doctrine, not sure who they are, unstable in all their ways, eating at all the tables, too many tables. And when that happens, people of God, your belief system is all jacked up. And you wonder why. You say, I'm a believer. I can believe God for this. I got faith. You done been to so many church hopping places that your system is messed up. What are you believing? You don't know what to believe because you done been everywhere, listening to everybody. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, that's that flip-flop shoe, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie to in wait to deceive. You know, read that on your own time for the sake of time, all the way to 25. Well, let's go a couple more. I want you to stop playing back there. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Next verse. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanliness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. But ye have not so learned Christ. But ye have not so learned Christ. I feel like bang, one of them downs and say, but ye have not. But ye have not so learned Christ. But ye have not so learned Christ. But ye have not so learned Christ. 21. Verse 21. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversations the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Amen. Give God praise for that. Let's look at James 1 and 8. We're almost done. James 1 and 8. I got a check mark there, so let's see what that says. James 1 and 8. Who's back there? It's after 7. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen? So that's what's happening when you wear the flip-flop shoe. Make sure you wear it well. Don't be all over the place. Moving on. So now, because of the shining, and you thought you had it all together, and you slide in and slide out, you done told all your business here to the wrong people, and you flip-flop all over the place, now you gotta go to boot camp and start all over again because you failed that grade. And it's okay because that's the assignment. That's what it's about. Don't despise the process because did nobody tell you to think you had it all together? Did nobody tell you to slide in and slide out and didn't want to serve? It's time to, if you're not serving, find out in the Helps Ministry what you need to be doing. Did nobody tell you to be open like that? I know we get excited and we want to share, oh, I can trust him. And they have that, you know, what sounded like, oh, yeah, I can trust her. And next thing you know, give them 2 weeks. Everybody else know what you told them already. Don't do it again. Boot camp. There's an assignment at hand now. So let's look at Ephesians 6. Well, we don't have to. That talks about the armor of God. So you got to go through everything all over again. Ephesians 6, where they put on the whole armor of God. You got to start that process all over again. Then Galatians 5, where fruits of the Spirit. You got to learn how to love all over again. Amen. Ephesians 1, 16 through 19. Let's look at that. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by... Okay. Ephesians 1, 16. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Yeah. This is a prayer that's really good to pray for not just your family, but for everyone, because you're making mention of them in your prayers. Amen. And that's part of the boot camp. Habakkuk 3, 17 and 19. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fall, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places to the chief singer of my string instruments. Amen. And we know that the hinds' feet is a female deer, and her feet, her hooves, the front and the back can hit the same place at the same time, meaning that they're able to dodge. God makes it where we're able to dodge the enemy. He cannot trail us, and we can go through any kind of landscaping and land and territory, and we cannot be seen or caught. Amen? So God is making, when you're going into boot camp, this is what takes place. 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. You know, I do these scriptures. You know that. Because it's important. This is the way of life. And the more we keep doing this, the more we get it. And then our feet won't have to keep getting washed. Amen. What did I say? 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Still talking about the feet. Now, the completion of boot camp and the process So now you're ready for battle. You're passed with flying colors. We did the fruits of the Spirit, having on the full armor of God, walking by faith and not by sight, calling those things that be not as though they were. And I forgot to say thank you for opening up for those that's watching by way of satellite, radio, TV, and Streamline. I'm calling those things that be not as though they were, because Faith Walk will be there. And we thank God that you opened up Faith Walk into your homes to let us in, and hope that this word will bring change to everyone that's watching. Amen. I wanted to get that in. That's called calling those things that be not as though they were, because Faith Walk is going somewhere. Hallelujah. So now we're praying for all the saints and yourself, giving thanks, walking in authority and with power. That's the end of boot camp. We made it. Amen. So now, hey, we made it. Now, it's time for elevation. That's what this hill is about. Elevation. We made it. Give God some praise. Woo! Elevation. We made it. We made changes. We changed our mindset. We passed every test. That's the stilettos. The stilettos means elevation. I didn't want to bring the real stilettos, but that's, you know. Pass every test and ready to be sent out, because you have a covering and under authority. Under authority with loving everyone. You and your family are blessed, honoring where you are with good character and integrity, moving in excellence. And now God can trust you with his people and with his secrets. Hallelujah. With his secrets. So now walk in your next and your new now. Because in Revelations 21 and 5, let's look at that. And I'm wrapping it up. And he said that sat upon the throne, said, "Behold, I make all things new." Let's say that together. I make all things new. God is making things new. We're in our new now, our new faith, our now faith. And he said unto me, "Write, for these words are true, and he is faithful." God is so faithful. Give him praise for being faithful. Hallelujah. So now that our mindsets are not fully changed, but we're closer to completion than we think, we're making better decisions. We receive impartation. Now our feet, you know, that seems was holding us up. Now God can set up a time that a foot washing is coming to a place near you. And that will be in, you know, you'll know when that happens. And so that's what was slowing us down. God shared that with me. With these shoes and all of that that's taking place, we need to have a foot washing to get rid of those places that we thought we should be going and we went anyway. And so now showering and baths are not getting it off. It's slowing us down, but keep pressing your way, pressing toward the mark of the high calling according to Philippians 3:13 and 14. So lastly, like I said, keep on moving. Don't despise the process. Get into that internal recovery that Prophet Pringle talked about. It's time to work from the inside out, not from the outside in. There's a recovery that we need to be basking in. Amen. Don't slow down when God is moving from expectations to fulfillment. That was the other thing. So now there's the last thing that we're going to do. Before we do this, though, I want you to look at John 13, 5 through 14. We don't have to read everything. I'll just read a couple of these. This talks about where Jesus washed his disciples' feet, and Peter didn't want him to wash his feet out of reverence. But God told him something, and I want to get to that part right there. Okay, we pressed toward the mark already. Now we're on John 13, 5, 13, verse 5. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Next verse. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter." You don't have to know everything that the leaders are doing. When they ask something of you and want to do something with you, to teach you something, just go with the flow. God has sent them to do such a thing for us for such a time as this. Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, read that last piece, thou has no part with me. So allow God to do what needs to be done. The rest of that you can do on your own. I mean, you know, read it at your Bible time and your prayer time. Now, here's the exercise. Because Jesus sent us out two by two, right? And we don't want to think that we're long rangers just to call those things to be not as though they were. Can I get all of you? Shake it off. Come on. This is the end. Shake it off. Come on. Stand up. This is a small exercise, but it's good. I guarantee you. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And if you're willing and obedient, you eat what? The good of the land. So what you're going to do is everyone is going to go out this door right here. And you're going to come in this door two by two. Go, everybody go out there and come around two by two. You can pair up with whoever you like. We calling those things to be not as though they were. You want to be sent, right? You called already. We know we are the called. But now we getting ready to be sent. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for the call. We thank you for the sent. Father, we thank you that you are moving by your spirit, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, God. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you that you sent them out two by two when they're ready to be trained, when they're ready to go out and do the work for the kingdom. Father, heaven and earth are groaning and moaning for the manifestations of the Son of God. You may enter two by two. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Two by two. Hallelujah. Two by two. We're ready for the work, God. We're working for the kingdom. Hallelujah. Give them praise. Hallelujah. Two by two. Give them praise. Two by two. The kingdom. Hallelujah. This is for the kingdom. We seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness, and all the other things are added. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Give God glory. Hallelujah. Give God glory. Hallelujah. God bless you and thank you. If you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, speak to myself at the end of the service. Amen. Or one of the leaders or the apostle or whoever you're comfortable with. Amen. Because any of the disciples of this house can assist you. Amen for the two by two. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're ready for the build. Hallelujah. We have a mind to build. We just came in two by two. God bless you. Thank you.